again.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I thought, Bill, Sip, that the group chat was a little quiet yesterday, a little silent in the group chat. Me and Bill were going back and forth. We didn't have Sip for a while yesterday. Yeah,
you didn't participate.
The group chat was a little silent.
What?
Yeah,
really?
You didn't participate.
Maybe I'm out of it.
No.
That's dumb to say.
My text.
I think I might be out of it.
My chat says Steve Sippel, Bill Bush. I was getting responses from Bill, but not from Sip yesterday.
Oh, you're right.
Went silent. He went absent on us, Bill. It's okay.
Manawa.
But he's here today.
No, I was pretty. I was just. No,
were
I was
writing?
Busy. No, I was big.
You riding SUA 7. I was riding.
Riding. I was riding.
That's always an out, you know.
I was riding.
And the thing is, we have zero idea of your actual schedule. So you can say that at any time, and we wouldn't know the difference.
I'm riding.
I have a very.
Could be midnight, could be whatever time, whatever day. I'm riding. Okay. Sorry. My bad.
My schedule changes a lot. And yeah, my schedule just changed a lot. And there were some complications. Yesterday, but no, I was busy. I was, you know, I had Big Red Wrap-Up at
night. We could tell you didn't text back, so we knew you were busy.
Well,
how'd the Big Red Wrap-Up go?
I thought I did text
back. We got one text at about 11:45. That was it.
Okay.
A.M.
That was it.
And there was chats that happened throughout the rest of the day that just was, this is me and Bill talking back and forth. It's okay.
The Big Red Wrap-Up was fine. They had a studio audience. You would have liked that.
Wow.
When did that start?
They do it occasionally. Okay. I don't know that it...
When Sip is there.
Started. They just do it occasionally. Mm-hmm.
Did you get distracted by the audience at all or not?
Would you think I would?
How big of an audience was there?
Do you see that leading question?
Was it college kids?
I said yes, because if it's not usually there, I could see you being thrown off by the audience in the state.
I wasn't, because they're in the dark. They're largely in the dark. Not complete darkness, like Aaron Rodgers' darkness. But
was it a rowdy crowd?
No. Very. It was older people like us.
The old.
So, no. Very quiet. It was good. The wrap-up was good. I mean, you're talking about football.
College football. Sports.
Yeah, sports.
You had a good time?
It was fine. Yeah, I like doing it.
I didn't catch it last night. Well, anybody wants, give Sip a grade. 4-6-4-5-6-8-5.
I'll catch it. Isn't he down on Thursday again?
How was he?
I was enthralled with college football last night. It was incredible.
Oh, Louisiana Tech and UTEP?
Yeah, 14-10. UTEP put 10 points on them. Had a couple chances, but...
Who won the game?
They had La Tech, 14-10.
La Tech.
Yes.
La Tech.
Yes, there were some discrepancies and some things.
Who's coaching La Tech now?
Don't know his name. Used to be at SMU and TCU and as an offensive coordinator.
It's not the guy that was coaching him in Lincoln, though.
He coached at one point in time. I think he was the interim head coach at Texas Tech. Interim head coach.
That would be Sonny Cumbie.
Oh, Cumbie's still coaching.
Tech quarterback.
So Cumbie's held on.
He is the head coach since 2021 since 2022.
Yeah. He's not had a great ride there.
No, they're two. They're like 3-5 now, or 3-4, something like that.
Sonny Cumbie's team beat Scotty Walden's team last night.
Yes.
It's funny when I just was watching ESPN and it was before the game and they cut away to the broadcasters at, you know, it was probably 20 minutes before the game just for a quick preview. Yeah. And there was nobody in the stands. No. I mean, they might as well have been at Seacrest playing with nobody.
There was 20 people there.
That's hard duty.
How much of this game did you watch last night, Bill?
A lot. Unfortunately, a lot. I was doing some other.
Unfortunately.
I was doing a lot of projects. Also, Sam Houston had a big win over FIU. Yes,
FIU.
We are not overly prepared today. I was going to tell the listeners that. And this is a lot of me. I brought the wrong material.
What'd you do?
I didn't bring the material from yesterday. I brought...
So we have nothing. We have, so right now we're just going to have to kind of work.
Wing it.
Wing it through the press conference.
Bill, who did Sam Houston beat last night?
FIU.
Fireball.
I like it. Jake, this looks good. They lost, though.
They lost.
They got Pitbull.
Yeah, but they lost the game.
That has to be the end of it. I don't think McIntyre survives. It's 2-5. I don't see it.
2-5.
Yeah, it's not good.
Losing to Sam Houston doesn't help.
10-7.
Oh,
10-7.
God.
Defense was good.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Defense
was good.
10-7.
You should have a chance. If you hold the other team to 10, you should have a chance to win. That's just me.
I just wonder what the number was on that in terms of viewers. Was there 900,000 viewers?
I don't know.
I don't know if they could get a million on that. No. That might be.
It's the same thing though. There's not really.
Do you want to guess the listed attendance for this game last night?
Where was it?
Which one?
It was an FIU.
Oh, it was an FIU.
Yeah. The listed attendance. I have it. Take a guess.
It's 4,000.
Bill?
I'm going to say 7,000.
They have it at 10,000.
There's no way last night.
10,000.
Not bad.
There's never a time that anyone would say, do you feel that the announced attendance is accurate? And it's not.
Never hardly.
Never is. No.
Wow, so I wonder if Pitbull was there.
I did see that Sam Houston with the win becomes bowl eligible for the in its first season of following a 2-year transition to the FBS. So yeah. Sam Houston now 6-2 after the win. They're going bowling.
Yeah. They've played pretty good. I was shocked they only scored 10. Sam Houston's been pretty decent. They got kind of shut down a little bit.
McIntyre's 2-5.
Yes.
Not great.
I want you to play Fireball. I just can't come up with a reason to do it. Mm-hmm. I can't come up with a reason.
They did score 7 points.
Fireball.
I just can't imagine Pitbull sitting in his suite during this. When they score their one touchdown.
They scored the touchdown they tied up at the start of the fourth quarter. It was a 7-7 game.
7-7.
How big is Pitbull's entourage, you think?
Probably pretty big.
Yeah.
I think so. Imagine parking had to be incredible. Just park right next to the stadium. Just pull right up. Where do you get? Just get out.
I don't know.
I think you park within 10 feet of the stadium.
I bet you could. I just wonder what you would think if you went to that game. Would you be? Would you just be sort of depressed or kind of like, "Oh, this is cool"?
Just imagine all of a sudden it's a Tuesday. We got to meet Pitbull over at the stadium.
Pitbull rolls up with his entourage to that game.
That game.
He can't do that.
Hey, this is a real one. Who's in town? Sam Houston.
On a Tuesday night.
It'd almost be bad for his brand to do that.
Yeah, you'd be kind of like,
what are you doing here? Come on, Pitbull. Well,
Tuesday night.
Mr. Miami, what are you doing? Like, and the other thing that's interesting, I just thought of it. This is just idle chit chat by
Renew Your Auto. Yes.
David.
If you're like a level of John Cougar Mellencamp level star, don't you almost have to have a sizable entourage?
Yeah, you can't be walking around by yourself.
Yeah, you and your wife.
Yeah.
You and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It can't just be you two.
No.
You got to have people, don't you?
Also, the thing
is, don't you have to have a lot of people?
They're not together anymore. I'm pretty sure of this, but for a while, John Cougar Mellencamp was dating Meg Ryan.
Oh, yes. That long ago.
And that would have been nice. But what if you saw Meg Ryan also?
That would freak me out.
I mean, would that not freak you out?
It would freak me out.
If I saw John Cougar Mellencamp and Meg Ryan just walking down the tunnel, and you just kind of said, sup.
Sup. That'd be freaky. Now, if you saw Mellencamp by himself, it would be weird. Like, where's all your people?
Oh, you need to have people.
Now, you're saying, go back to Saturday. You said you were close enough that if you had yelled John, he may have heard you.
Yeah, I walked right by him. Yeah. I was within 1 foot of it.
Why would you not have fired out at John?
I just could have said John.
Because I didn't want to freak him out. I mean, there's two reasons for that. It happened really fast.
Pink houses!
And I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I would have.
Just yell pink houses.
No, I mean, I walked right by him. I don't think we made. I made eye contact with him, but I don't think he made eye contact with me. Like,
who's taller? You or him?
Ooh, good question.
I think I'm a little taller. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very close, though. It's very close. He was staring straight ahead in a manner of, I'm not.
Did he have sunglasses on?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. He just had a, nope.
They just had a big win. at that time. It was after the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think he's kind of a fan. I think he.
Well, he's at the game.
Do you think he goes to games in the 3-9 seasons at all?
That's the question. I don't know.
Is he just riding the storm, riding the high right now?
I don't know. He lives in. I don't know. I better shut up. I think he lives in Bloomington, but I'm not positive. He was doing.
I could live in Bloomington.
Yeah, I could. His box is on. He has a field suite. It's a field suite. You can tell I could talk to about it for a half hour. I was freaked out by it.
Do they play his songs in the stadium a lot or not?
Not that I was aware of. I didn't.
You weren't listening to the crowd.
No, I wasn't.
Jack and Diane.
I didn't want to say anything.
You're saying they never sang a song together at the audience? Because sometimes, at Florida, they sing Tom Petty.
Yeah.
They don't sing a Mellencamp song? They should.
They should. So. He's at the freaking game. Come on, respect the man from the city.
Yeah, I didn't. It's very possible they did, and I missed it.
How was the food at the press box?
Are we really talking about that?
We didn't even talk about that.
The food was incredible. There was one issue. I had a major issue before the game, and it almost wrecked my day. No, they had parlor. I call them donuts. They're called parlor. I took a photo of the box because they were so good. They weren't donuts as much as rolls, and they were incredible, and I had three.
You had three.
Yeah, and they were big, and it was a mistake.
That's a lot of bread. It's a lot of dough in the gut.
In the morning.
How'd you feel during the game?
I felt pretty good, actually. Okay. I didn't feel bad. I felt bad for having done it, but physically I didn't feel bad. So they had a blueberry one, and they had French toast, and I had two French toast and a blueberry. I think it was there was some nervous eating. And then I was just hungry.
Did you have anything else at halftime then?
There's a full, they had pulled pork too.
That's good.
Pulled pork, chips, donuts.
Did you have another donut?
Then they had pizza afterwards. It was a good spread.
Dang. Take care of you guys.
Yeah.
People are going to turn off their radio.
Okay,
fine. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more at renewyourauto.com. Yesterday, we heard from the coordinators, Tony White and Marcus Satterfield. We'll get to Tony White in a little bit, but Sip, you want to, I guess, help Marcus Satterfield out because there was the quote of the day was, at the very end of the press conference.
Do you have this?
I do. Okay, now, he was asked about his ideal yards per play he'd like to have offensively. You're telling me this is at the very end. He's wrapping up the interview.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is what's taking Twitter by storm from Marcus Satterfield yesterday when asked about yards per play.
That's a good play. Or between 4 and 6. I don't know I honestly don't even know what leads the country in yards per play. What would be a top yards per play?
You guys are at 5.5 right now. That's why I asked.
Yeah, that's a great question. You stopped me. I don't want to lie to you. I don't know what's leading the country, but I want it to be a little bit more than what it is now, for sure.
Nebraska right now is at 95th in the country in yards per play.
Yeah, I mean, I think he fumbled the snap there. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was, actually. It would have stumped me, for sure. I would have probably said, who are we playing? I mean, are we playing UTEP? Or are we playing Ohio State? I don't know. He fumbled the snap, though. He got caught off guard. He fumbled the damn snap, but it is what it is.
That's not how a lot of fans are taking this one.
How are they taking it?
You know, it feels like if you're the OC, you're getting paid a lot of money to coordinate the offense, to win games and score points and get yards. You should probably know what your ideal yards per play is.
I don't know what the target is.
This would be for any number that is set as a staff or whatever is going on with where you need to be. I always talk about yards per completion, yards per attempt, all those different things. You have all these numbers like that. But the one thing that you do know is your number, and you don't ever have a goal by game. You know, like, okay, we're playing UTEP, so it should be this. It should be this. You have a goal. That's it. There's never a time when you ever changed your goal of, hey, we're trying to keep them under 3.2 a rush, or 3.0 is incredible on rush defense. 3.2 is really good. 17 points was the norm, which I think is hard to do because that was our number when we sat down with Charlie McBride like in 1991, 17, and the world has changed as far as offense a little bit, but that's still basically the number.
Yeah.
So in essence, right there, but you don't change it by team.
Okay. So is a grounds for firing.
No, I mean, I didn't. No, what you said was you said that you would ask.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSinternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Well, who are we playing?
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is you would never ask who are we playing.
He fumbled. Jake, I mean, I said he fumbled the snap. I mean, I don't know that I use it as a...
I think he lost the ball, too.
Yeah, I don't know that I use it as a reason to fire him. That strikes me odd.
Well,
if you guys think that, no. Bill, Jake, if you think he should be fired
Stop it. That, you're making crap up. Don't be... No, seriously. Don't make that up. I never once said that. Well, I said was... How you look at it as a goal. Don't say that.
Yeah. Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
That on radio, the one thing that you've said so far that makes no sense is that what you just said to me.
The social media is taking this by storm. It has blown up social media. It was an eye-opening response.
I don't look at it as a grounds for firing comment. I don't. Maybe I'm different. I just don't.
Who said it was grounds for firing?
I mean, we're presenting it that way.
No, you're presenting that it's you against me and Jake. That's what you're presenting.
Yeah.
And I didn't say one word about it. All I said was, this is how people look at it.
Nobody has said on this show firing, but it is an offense that's struggling right now.
Yeah.
Marcus Satterfield's offense is not.
But I don't know if it's struggling for that reason. Because of what he said at a press conference.
No, but it leads you to question how tuned in to see right now to his own offense and what's happening
here. It doesn't lead me to believe that, but again, I'm two on one here as usual, but
that's not true.
I didn't see it as a big deal. It was at the end of a press conference. He clearly said he got caught, stumped him. I don't know if he has it, if you walk around with that number in your head, you know. So I don't know. It was a bad answer, you know. But I can see myself getting caught there.
Okay.
You know, I try to put myself in the shoes of the people I'm dealing with. And I definitely could see myself going, I don't know. Who's leading the nation right now?
Miami.
Nobody knew in the room, so that was gonna be a bad that's not gonna help because nobody in the room knows that. Because you don't think that way usually.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're just in a bind, you know. I knew this was going to be uncomfortable because I knew that you guys thought about this way differently than I did.
Well,
again, I didn't even have a take on it. I didn't say a word about it.
We were not in the room. You told us this morning before the show that this was almost a throwaway thing at the very end.
It was very much a throwaway.
He's about to walk off the stage. People should know this a little bit. At least trying to defend Marcus in the answer.
Well, I'm not trying to defend anybody.
explaining the situation.
Yeah, it was at the very end. I was packing up. You know, I didn't even hear it. I didn't know about it till it came out on Twitter, you know. So
okay, well, there was more from Satterfield. We do have some Tony White audio, by the way. Marcus Satterfield was
I think he's still employed today, right?
As of right now, he's still at Nebraska. He says, I need to get in the mindset of running the ball more. This is Satterfield from yesterday's press conference.
Yeah, I think it's a lot on me. I have to commit to it. I think that I've gotten, you know, like we're really good getting the ball to Ja'Cory and the receivers and reverses and perimeter and all that stuff, which is weird because our perimeter blocking, but that's been one of our strong things this year is our perimeter runs. I've got to make sure I get in the mindset of you have to, in order to win in this league, establish the run game. And so, you know, through the bye week and through this past week, I think that, you know, we're going to work towards getting back to that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the run comments concern me. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, that a lot that goes into having a good run game that he can't break down in that setting. But it didn't inspire his answers. Didn't inspire confidence yesterday. I guess that's.
I think that's the gist of the press conference.
I'm getting that feeling from you guys,
from the fan base.
I
think it's just a me thought. I'm just the general fan base sentiment from yesterday is
right.
What it wasn't a great show. Well, yeah, Marcus, at the podium.
I don't know what he would say that would that would whip the fans' confidence up. I don't.
Fair.
Yeah, he's in a bad spot right now. You know. That anything he says, you're going to parse it in a negative way, probably, right? So keep going, right?
I'm gonna do this right now because I think the show needs this.
I'm fine.
It's a great song, Jay.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels.
I'm fine.
Still going.
I just was in a different mindset about that comment than you were. I mean, I didn't.
I'm just telling you what the fan base is saying.
Why? Yeah. Well, I can't control all of that.
All right. Okay. All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Anything else that stood out from Marcus yesterday that you want me to address?
Nah, Dylan. I mean, what did you say about Dylan?
Here's Satterfield on Dylan's confidence level right now after a couple rough games. Here's Marcus Satterfield from yesterday.
Super confident. Not, you know, he's not swayed at all. Again, he understands he'd like to have some of those throws back, but you know, it's coach just said it best. I mean, that's one day we got punched in the face. We don't just quit now. We keep fighting and we keep working. We're building something special here.
There you go. I don't know. What keep going.
Yeah,
okay. You still got you got any Tony White?
I got a little Tony.
Or do you have what he said on Ohio State?
On Satterfield?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Tony White. Satterfield on Ohio State's defense from yesterday.
I mean, they've got complex pressure schemes. They've got complex coverages, and they've got really good players. And so you throw those all into a hat. That's a pretty, you know, formidable opponent. I think the thing that they can do, they've shown against everybody, they can rush four and play coverage and get to the quarterback, which is what we can't allow to happen. We got to make sure that we're – you know, protecting the line of scrimmage and making sure that we're, you know, helping out wherever we can and still being able to push the ball and get enough guys out to get open.
There you go.
Okay. Here's Matt Satterfield on what's preventing big throws right now, especially in the second half, and you're down 28-7 to Indiana last week. Here's Satterfield on that.
Again, just the timing. There was a couple of them where there were receivers open, but Dylan had to move left and right, so he kind of got his eyes off of it. And by the time you get your eyes up, everything's moving really fast. He just checked it down. I'm extremely happy with the check downs for a young quarterback like that. But it was just timing. Sometimes your timing is off, and it just, you know, between Dylan, the tight end, the running back, and the receivers, it just did not gel up, you know, the way that we expected it to.
So, OC Sip, you'd be doing go routes all game long.
No, I would not.
I said yesterday.
I would not all game. I never said that. I said I'd throw some in there.
You're a fan of the go route.
Yeah.
Which I am.
Just get the ball downfield is all I was saying. I wasn't saying do it all game long. I think you have some Tony White now.
I do. Here's Tony White. And what did the tape show yesterday when you watched that, Tony White.
What did you see on the tape, Tony?
Again, all around, right? I mean, the guys were executing, but schematically there are some things that I did not like that was completely stupid. And then there's just, again, the manner of which you do things, you know. And there's always calls that you want back and everything, but at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you instill that confidence and have the guys running around with their hair on fire. And I didn't do a good enough job of that last week. So,
yeah, he beat himself up. I don't know. I don't know if they did anything bad schematically. Bill, did you see anything troubling?
No, it wasn't. There was nothing that showed up. It was like they were, you know, they're running the football and they're in cover two or different things like that. I don't think they were ever in a bad plan like that. Sometimes just the plan wasn't executed well enough. That's about that simple.
What else you got?
Well, again, this is fun. It was a poor,
this is fun.
It was a poor tackling day for Nebraska.
It's fun when they lose 56-7.
Yeah, everything's wonderful, and you get Ohio State next as your gift after that loss.
Yeah, we should have continued idle chit chat for 2 hours.
56-7.
All right, what else you got,
Tony White? Why did the defense tackle so poorly on Saturday?
What do you think went into that? Why did the guys tackle poorly?
Yeah, a combination of everything, right? A combination of maybe not working it as much in practice, combination of being schematically in too many one-on-one tackles. You know what I mean? Like if I miss a tackle and I'm the only guy there, then those balls hit for bigger gains. But if there's two or three people around there, then chances are those are minimized. So again, it goes back to me schematically wise, making sure that there's wherever the ball is going, that there's multiple guys to tackle the ball. You know what I mean? Instead of one guy, it's easy to point out one guy when he misses a tackle, but it's hard when there's three and four guys, one guy misses, then the ball doesn't get out like that. So got to put more guys around the ball.
I thought if you watch Indiana play defensively on Saturday, they tackled very well in space. Nebraska this year in general has been a good tackling team in space. They were not at all on Saturday. Where Indiana a couple times, it was 1-on-1, they made the play. Mm-hmm. Nebraska did not on their side of on their defense.
Yeah. I mean Nebraska's been, they've had periods where they've been not a good tackling team. You know, I don't think they tackled that well against Illinois. They didn't always tackle that well against Northern Iowa, but yeah, generally they've been pretty good. Some of that, as far as the other side of it, is don't be easy to tackle. Break tackles. And I don't think Nebraska's offensive players have done great in that way. I mean, all I'm doing is parroting what Rule says in that sense.
That's been pretty clear by the lack of big plays. I mean, the big plays have been on a deep shot that the guy got open and beat his defender. But you've not seen the long runs at all, besides Ja'Cory Barney a couple times and receiver run. You just haven't seen that.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, these are interesting conversations to me. I mean, the nature of the Satterfield conversation, it does feel like the world's caving in. I mean, you almost have to remind yourself that they're 5-2 and not 2-5. 2-2 in the Big Ten. I don't know. I guess I look at the world a little differently. The world is caving in thing. I guess I'm not as quite as like that.
Well, and Rule addressed it on Monday, saying you talked about the here we go again mentality, because that's been something that's affected Nebraska.
I think I know
why. They were 5-3 last year, and they finished 5-7. November was bad.
Yeah, I wonder how much that outside affects it. I don't know. But yeah, there wasn't a lot from yesterday. They're just, I guess, the Satterfield sound about when he got caught at the end, that's, I guess, that largely defines yesterday.
And Dotson is the run game. You know, he had to run the ball to win in the Big Ten. He said that. We all know that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
he said it out loud. Yeah. One last thing from Tony White.
They're 99th in the country now in rushing offense.
It's not great.
No, I don't know how it's going to be hard to win that way.
So after a 56-7 beatdown at Indiana, Tony White was asked, is confidence an issue heading into Ohio State? Here's Tony from yesterday.
No, not based off of today. You know, again, you just sit back and you listen to coach and you hear the message. And I that's what I do. Like, I sit down and I listen to coach like I'm a player. And that's one of the great things, one of the truly great things about him is like, hey, there's a lot of ways you can go. But at the end of the day, you have another high powered offense, one of the best teams in the entire country. And this is like life. You know, we're teaching life lessons. You're not always going to get the job you want. You're always not going to write the article you want to get. That's not always going to happen, but it's how you respond from it and how you learn from it. So this is one of those examples. And, you know, it's our job to make sure that we get the guys going.
Do you have the next quote? The very next one.
Mental?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
How much of the struggles are mental?
No, it was okay. More like, what did you see today? He said, not based off today. Okay. Then the follow-up question was, what did you see today?
Don't have that.
Okay.
What did he say? Preface it for us.
Oh, that they had a good practice day and actually elaborated a little bit, but that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, that's all right. Well, there you go. There's your Tony White and Marcus Satterfield audio
from
yesterday. Yeah, very pleasant.
What should we talk about? A little more pleasant.
A great mood right now.
Should we talk about Big Red wrap-up some more?
I'd like to know how. What'd you wear last night? Did you wear a suit?
Polo.
Polo.
I think I wore
a suit jacket.
Yeah. No, I didn't wear
a polo.
Well, I'm sorry.
On three polo.
No, it was just a. What's that? Under Armour.
The one that has like falling off.
The one where you have the part of the logo.
No.
You have like half the logo on that one shirt.
It was a shirt. Well, I guess that's a shirt too. But no, it was a collared shirt.
Collared shirt. Under Armour.
Yeah, it was a polo.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get to break, I think we could all use some early bird right now.
I'm fine. I don't know about you guys, but I am 100% fine.
I'm famished.
Right now.
I'm hungry. I can go right now, get some early bird.
Yeah.
Breakfast burrito. Chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered. A variety of pancakes, blueberry, cinnamon roll pancakes, and of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash hole.
Oh, God, that was rough.
I busted.
Hash holes. What happened?
Throat. I don't know. I don't know.
It's okay.
I'm getting a lot of words put in my mouth.
Oh, so
it's making me struggle. It's making me struggle with my articulation.
That was well done.
Yeah. I got two on one. Yeah, as usual. Yeah.
Not always. Not as usual. Yeah. Just today. All right. Early bird night in the K. Check him out. Lots of parking. And as always,
free parking.
Also locations in Omaha and Iowa. When we come back, Sean Callahan.
Oh, early bird. Yeah. We better ask him about Satterfield.
He will.